From Spark and Anvil and ActiveForge, this is Prance, in Chapter 1 of the ActiveForge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Prance is a fawn, slim and springy, warm tawny gold with soft pale spots, in loose comfy clothes and a light practice vest. On the vest is a little picture of 2 feet touching down toe first, with a soft curved spring drawn underneath them, her landing map, showing how a quiet landing becomes the next jump. Prance never crashes down flat-footed. She touches down toe first, lets her ankles and knees fold soft like little springs, and that soft fold loads her right back up into the next hop. "Land light, spring high," she says, bouncing gently. "Heavy feet can't fly." She teaches the light landing, the idea that how you come down decides how you go up, and a soft, quiet, springy landing stores the bounce for your next jump instead of slamming it away. "Everybody stomps down hard and stops dead," she says, "but a soft landing is a loaded spring. Land quiet, and you're already halfway to flying again."
Prance found the light landing after a season of jarring, stompy jumps. "When I was little," she says, "I loved to jump, but I'd land flat and hard, slam, and it rattled my teeth and hurt my knees, and I could only manage one jump before I had to stop. I decided I just wasn't a springy kind of deer." She'd started to believe some creatures had bounce, and she'd been left out. Then an old doe named Grandma Fern showed her something quiet. "Listen to your landing," she said. "If it's loud, you're throwing your bounce away. Land on your toes. Let your knees kiss soft and fold, and land silent." Prance tried it. She came down toe first, let her ankles and knees give soft as pillows, and landed without a sound, and felt her legs coil like springs, ready to launch again the very next instant. She jumped again and again, soft and silent, higher each time. "I was amazed," Prance says. "The bounce wasn't a gift. It was hiding in my landings. I'd been slamming it into the ground and wondering where it went. A quiet landing keeps the spring. Nobody had ever told me to land soft." That was the day Prance decided her job would be to teach the light landing, because the bounce isn't a gift only springy kids get. It's a spring stored in every soft, quiet landing, waiting for a body that lands like a whisper.
One bright morning, the cast was practicing jumps over a low rope, and Roll was thumping down hard after every one. Slam, slam, landing flat and heavy, wincing each time. And by the third jump, he was rubbing his knees and looked ready to quit. "Jumping just hurts," he grumbled, "and I can't do more than a couple before I'm wrecked." He plopped down in the grass, defeated. Prance bounced over, light on her toes. "Listen to your landings," she said gently. "They're loud. You're slamming your bounce right into the ground."
Roll frowned. "Come down on your toes," Prance said, and showed him. She left the rope and touched down toe first, knees folding soft and silent, then sprang straight back up without a pause. "Let your knees kiss soft and land quiet. A quiet landing is a loaded spring. It hands the bounce right back." Roll got up, tried again, and this time reached for his toes and let his knees give soft as he came down, and landed almost silently, and felt his legs coil, ready. He jumped again off that stored spring, soft and quiet, then again. 3, 4 in a row, easy. His eyes lit up. "It doesn't hurt, and I just keep bouncing." "Land light, spring high," Prance beamed. "The bounce was in your landings the whole time. You were just throwing it away." Coach Echo cheered from the sideline. "The light landing, how you come down decides how you go up." "And it's for everybody," Prance made sure to say. "Every kid's ankles and knees can fold soft the same way. So it's never about being born springy. It's about landing quiet. People everywhere find this spring. A basketball player's soft rebound, a jump roper barely tapping to ground, a ballet dancer landing a leap without a sound. All different, all the same quiet spring." So I'm not bounceless? Roll asked, hopping lightly now and grinning.
You were just slamming your spring away instead of keeping it, Prance said warmly.
Nobody's without bounce. Some kids just haven't learned to land quiet yet. Roll bounded over the rope one more time and landed soft as a snowflake, then popped right back up, and a light, tingly, want-to-leap-again feeling fizzed all through him, from his soft knees to the top of his head. It wasn't about being a naturally springy kid anymore, or crashing down hard and toughing it out. It felt good, light and quiet and bouncy, to feel each soft landing hand him the next jump for free. That light, fizzy, I could fly feeling, a body discovering the bounce it had been throwing away, was to Prance the very best kind of lightness to share.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Prance. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.